The Trump administration's decision to end temporary protected status for 200,000 Salvadorans who have been in the country since 2001 following a massive earthquake has been met with disbelief by Latino advocacy groups in the region. WSHU's Terry Sheridan reports from Long Island.
Minerva Perez is executive director of the Organización Latinoamericana, or OLA, of Eastern Long Island. She wonders how El Salvador will absorb 200,000 people.
Given the fact that there's still acute food and water and housing shortages, given the fact that gang violence has reached an unprecedented level, it's unfair to believe that those people are not going to be harmed.
Perez says thousands of families on Long Island will either be torn apart or forced to go underground. And going underground is hard in Suffolk County, where there is very little public transportation.
Much more difficult now to be driving without a license. I mean, it's just not a smart thing to do. And it could be the reason why you end up on ICE radar.
The Trump administration has also revoked TPS for people from Haiti and Nicaragua and is reviewing TPS status for Hondurans. Terry Sheridan, WSHU News.